Friday, September 17th, 2021, interval training. How much fun are we going to have today? Who knows? There's no limit. It has no cap to it, the fun that you can have with interval training. And this involves dumbbells and sprinting. What a glorious combination. Here's what we have on tap. 8 intervals, each for time, of 6 dumbbell box step-ups, and then a 200-meter run. So what this day is like is we've done 8x200-meter runs a bunch of times at Lynchman, right? Because we do what's effective, not what's popular. So this is very simply based upon that classic 8x200-meter sprint day, but with just a little sprinkling of wizard pepper in there with the dumbbell box step-ups. But hey, it's a low number, right? It's only 6 per round. You're not even going to notice it. So it's 8 intervals, each for time, 6 dumbbell box step-ups. As soon as you come down off the box, drop those dumbbells, and bang, you take off on a 200-meter dash without the dumbbells, in case that wasn't clear. The box height prescribed would be 24 inches for men, 20 inches for women. Prescribed dumbbells would be a pair of 50-pounders for men, a pair of 35s for women. But I'll tell you what, you're always empowered to make the right choice, okay? I'm not the world's tallest guy. When I do this workout, I'm not going to use a 24-inch box. I'm probably going to use a 20-inch box because that makes sense for me. You want to choose a box height that when you step up onto it, that the upper leg, the leg that's on the box, your hip crease is just below your knee. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, half an inch. You know, it doesn't need to be wild. If I stepped up on a 24-inch box, my hip crease would certainly be below the top of my knee, but it would be too challenging of a step with those dumbbells, whereas I can step on a 20-inch box, still have that upper leg below parallel, which is the point of this, and it would be a better workout for me. So make the best choice for you with not only the dumbbell loading, but with the box height. But we want those 6 dumbbell box step-ups to be just a nice steady tempo up and down, steady tempo. And it's not 6 per leg, it's 6 dumbbell box step-ups total, alternating leg each time, but it's total. And I would say in general, between the 8 intervals, we're looking for a 1-to-2 to a 1-to-3 work-to-rest ratio, because you want to make sure you rest enough on an interval day like this. So for example, if you're unfamiliar with that, let's say, for simple math, that one interval takes you 2 minutes, okay? Well, then a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio would mean that you rest double what it took you. So you would, the workout, one interval took you 2 minutes, you would rest 4 minutes. And so from a 1-to-2 to a 1-to-3, or anywhere in between there, just don't rest too little. That's what I ask you. Let's see, we have other equipment conversions in case you can't actually get out and run. You're going to do this on a echo bike, an assault bike, an Airdyne. We've got you covered there. We've got a video showing the dumbbell box step-ups. Super fitness robot time for this would be 65 seconds or less per interval, sustained. More likely time in the area of 90 seconds or less per interval. Scaled option, okay. Still 8 intervals, still each for time, of 6 dumbbell box step-ups, or the heck with the dumbbells, just do unweighted box step-ups and the 200-meter run. Same work-to-rest ratio, but we lowered the, we're saying you choose the box height, and we lowered the loading, pair of 35-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 25s for women. Limited equipment option, we've got 6 dumbbell lunge steps, because I'm assuming you don't have a box to step on. If you do, just do the workout of the day. But if not, just have the dumbbells by your side or in the front rack. Do 6 dumbbell lunge walking steps, drop them, take off into that 200-meter sprint. So you're going to do 8 intervals of that, pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women, same work-to-rest ratio. We've got a video showing the front rack dumbbell lunge. No equipment option. 8 intervals, each for time, of 10 unweighted lunge steps, 200-meter run. Work-to-rest ratio remains 1-to-2 to 1-to-3. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 in the right leg, 20 to 40 in the left leg. There's a video showing them. But if doing them unassisted is too challenging, you can hold on to something that's sturdy, you know, in the upright of a squat cage or something that you can hold on to that's not going to move. Give yourself that balance assist, and you'll still, even though you won't be getting the balance part of it, you'll still be able to make it a nice, really challenging single leg strength day. And those certainly don't need to be unbroken, by the way. Then box jumps, 15 to 25 reps, not for time. The focus is explosive power, so rest between those reps. Okay, they're not just rebounding like a metabolic conditioning workout. You choose the height, step down each time. Height should be challenging yet appropriate. We don't want to see anybody try to go so high that you miss the box and bust your shins. That's not what we're looking for. People do seem to enjoy this on the day. They post all the time the height that they're finally able to jump on, which is very cool. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have calves and foam rolling, and then the straddle stretch, holding that for 1 to 2 minutes. And all of those stretches are accompanied by a video. I hope that you enjoyed the interval training today. We've got a cool one tomorrow. It's one of the not-for-time options, but we will discuss it then.